97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Will polls underestimate Donald Trump again? Welcome to the Real Clerk Quick Take. In 2016 and again in 2020, national and state polls consistently underestimated Trump's support. This was especially true in Wisconsin. In 2016, polls underrated Trump's finish in Wisconsin by a whopping 7.2%. 4 years later, pollsters again missed badly in the Badger State, this time by 6.0%. In Pennsylvania, pollsters underestimated Trump's strength in 2016 by 2.8%, and in Michigan by 3.9%. 4 years later, the RCP average was spot on in Pennsylvania, while polling in Michigan was better but still underestimated Trump's performance by 1.4%.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins in the house. And Ryan, I thought that report from Real Clear Politics, which is sort of a clearinghouse for polls, is pretty eye-opening. You hear all these polls, this swing state is tied, Trump's up 0.1 here, Harris is up 0.1 there. But all of these polls in the past have underestimated Donald Trump's support. All of them.
Yeah, what's interesting is that they've uniquely underestimated Donald Trump.
Yes.
Because they've done decent in the midterms. But the presidential years, the last couple cycles, they have consistently underestimated Donald Trump. Now, what I've been looking at suggests that they still are. I don't think that they've adjusted their model. It would be stupid of them to adjust their models for one person. However, that one person is now running three consecutive cycles.
Thank you.
So it's kind of a professional spot for them to be in, a tough spot, because the model typically does work, but Donald Trump consistently beats that model. So it's a weird spot to be in. I don't think they've adjusted for it again this year.
I just wonder why. I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and they're like, you know, a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump might not admit it to somebody in a conversation. They don't like the guy personally or whatever, but they know his policies were better, and they know that she's a complete left-wing wacko who's going to destroy the United States economy single-handedly with some of her crazy ideas. They're just not going to take a phone call from a complete stranger and admit to them that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Is that part of the problem, in your opinion?
It is. I think it's less so now because it's become so, you know, it's Donald Trump again and again. Like, okay, we know what we're getting, but there still are those people that they're calling the hidden Trump voter in the polls because they don't show up in polls. The people probably exist, but how much they're going to exist this year, we'll see. The fact, though, that the polls are closer this year than they have in the last two presidential cycles, they have been, is good for Donald Trump. It's why you see Nate Silver and some of these big names saying, yes, the polls are close. Our analytics show that means Trump's going to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You always hear the networks talking to the quote-unquote undecided voters. I don't know what percentage they would make up right now of the voting population, but do you really believe there are that many people who are truly undecided about whether they want to support someone like Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump?
There aren't a ton. It's going to be a turnout election, just like every election is now. It's all turnout, because you already, for the vast majority of Americans, you know what you believe. The two sides believe such different things now that old middle ground person back from the 90s and before, they existed more then. I'm not saying there are none of them now, but those people are so politically disengaged that they don't decide a lot of elections. Now, this year may be a little bit different because you do have a little bit more of a swing because people are so sick of paying for so much.
And what are they looking for with these candidates? Like, what is it, I'd want to know, that truly, and I know they ask this question, but what is it that you need to hear that would put you over to one side? I don't understand. What hasn't been said yet or done yet that is going to be like, boom, that's it. All right, Kamala Harris, you have my vote.
Those middle voters, again,
this
is a small portion of America now. But even if it's 2-3%, that can decide election right now. And they are swinging toward Donald Trump. The only thing is that they're low propensity, low information voters, and they're feeling voters. That's exactly what the DNC is going after, is feeling. You feel joy. They're using the media to do it. So it has had an impact.
I call them armadillos. When do you see armadillos?
dead on the side of the road.
You see him dead in the middle of the road, because who are these middle of the road? But who could possibly be in the middle of the road right now except an armadillo?
Going back,
how could you not know? The choices are black and white.
If you see an alive armadillo, that is such a rare. I get excited when
I
see that.
I don't know that I've ever seen one.
I have, like one or two, ever.
So this is the person who drives 55 in the left lane, right?
Yeah.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. What are you doing here? How do you not know the difference between, I don't like Donald Trump, well, I don't care, were you better off 4 years ago than you are now? If you're smart and you have a brain in your head, you're voting with your wallet right now, because you've seen the direct impact of people on the left who worship at the altar of big government, and that's all it's about, is feeding more into big government. If that's what you're living the results of that right now.
Let me compliment what you do, Kim, what you do, what we do all the time, because it is a harder message to sell that you don't need the government. Selling independence is harder than selling handouts. It sounds nice. So you don't really have to come up with a lot other than just pick a people group and go, they are disenfranchised, and then we should benefit them, and you are in that group in a way, so you're going to get whatever blanket benefit we just made up. And they just do it over and over and over, and we slide further and further toward communism. At this point, we're already basically into socialism.
Well, because when you're selling independence, it means you actually have to get off your butt, put down the Cheeto bag and the video game console, and actually work and earn what you have, right? You're not just given it. And then people hear free this, free that. Well, we all know it's not free. We're paying for it, just like we're paying. Our tax dollars are supporting the ridiculous program the Biden administration has somehow been able to accomplish, where they're, quote unquote, forgiving student loans. It's just ridiculous. People hear the word free, and they just start salivating.
Liberalism,
I'll do anything.
Liberalism is about being selfish. In my opinion, it is. You can claim you have a heart and you care about people and all this. Most people who do this, because they do it because there's some benefit in it for them.
Yep.
Period. I do believe, unless you're a limousine liberal like Mark Cuban and you don't need the government, so you don't really care what they do to the people. You just don't care.
And let me just really quick, I brought this article in because, you didn't even know we were going into this, but you're speaking to it. The principles that you're talking about aren't just successful in America. These are principles that work throughout the entire world, no matter where you are, no matter the culture. They're always a little bit different throughout time. They're always the same. That if you leave people to produce themselves, they produce more than if you tell them over and over, I'm going to take care of you from the top. China is experiencing this right now. There's that headline right there. Welfare state crumbles in China. Explosion in social unrest as youth unemployment soars. This is because China has extremely heavy hand on the market all the time. And it's the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes.
They redistribute wealth. They're having less and less people able to generate wealth because of their heavy hand on the market. And you know that if you are in social unrest in China, you're going to get stamped down. That's how bad it's getting, that people are like, I don't care anymore. And they're not broadcasting this, so you don't see it a lot.
Tiananmen Square. You're not going to see that again?
No. But this is happening right now in China, and economists know it. That's how we know what's happening, because they can't hide their financials from the world forever, and it is imploding.
And you know what it started with? Price controls.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's exactly where the argument starts. We can't do this. The prices are going up. We can't stop it. So we're just going to control it.
Yes.
Yep.
It doesn't work. The zoo better lock up the animals. Slide. You don't want happening. Where'd that happen? Where people went to the zoo?
Venezuela. They were shopping. They were hunting at the zoo to get food.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. That's the road that you head down sometimes when you, I'm not saying Kamala Harris leads us there in a year or two, but that's where the policy ends up every single time.
Get more at 971talk.com.